Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, you got that right.
Heading into the Thanksgiving weekend, I hope that you... Hope you got a little time off. Spend some time with family and friends. Be safe. Enjoy. Still honestly filled with gratitude over Lend a Helping Hand. You guys amazed me and everybody on the show. Can't thank you enough. And one of the things we're thankful for this year, and what has been a difficult year for everybody, I'm thankful that you're a part of our radio family. I mean that. So today... we have a kind of an archive Wednesday. I know it's a Wednesday. We only do that on Fridays. But it feels like a Friday. So taking you back to 2014 for this archive Wednesday and an interview with the great George Thorogood. All right, yeah, just put him through. Sounds good.
But I was bored decades.
Man, oh, man.
That's a lot of decades. Man, he started his career on Rounder Records in Boston.
He did?
Yep.
Hmm. Wonder if he ever went back. Somebody's got to calculate shows, right? The number of shows he's done. You know, that's trackable.
Well, that's what you have the internet for. Huh? That's what you have the internet for.
Laura's going to come up with an answer right now.
Yes.
40 years? I'm going to ask him. It's going to be my first question.
And we'll see if he's higher or lower than the right total that's on the internet.
June 20th and 21st, Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. Always a party when George takes the stage.
Sure is.
Has a special nickname for the ballroom, you know.
Does he?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to ask. I know what he calls it. I'm going to ask him if it's what... I'm going to ask him. So.
You're just packed full of trivia.
Performers love that. They love the room. You know why they love the room? Because the stage is out into the crowd. You're out in the middle of it. Yeah. No, you're not. It's not you and then the crowd's out there. You're right in the thick of the crowd. John Fogerty said that about the casino ballroom. He goes, I feel like I'm actually in the crowd. It's awesome.
It's just really, right, quite honestly, the best place to play.
I agree. We are, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome to the show, coming back to the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, June 20th and 21st, George Thorogood, my man.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, George.
Hey.
Hey, you got a nickname for the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, I heard.
You heard, who have you been talking to?
I know
we
things,
know,
George.
We know people. George, we know
I heard
people.
You call it the people's room.
Well, Hampton, that's a pretty special place for us. If I had to pick a room and said that's the room where, not just the Destroyer's rule, but that place was made for me.
Yeah.
You know, I went there. I remember going there in 87, and I said, I'll never work in this place again. And they said, why not? I said, it's way too big. They'll never have me back.
Wow.
I'll never be able to fill this thing. I'll never make these people any money.
Yeah.
And we've been coming back almost like clockwork ever since.
Yeah.
We stayed away for a while.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we came back, and then it's just been nonstop since then. And it gets better every time we go.
One of the things, George, and we've had you on before, we've talked about it, the history of the room and everything, but performers seem to like it. John Fogerty said one of the great things about that room is it puts you in the middle. You feel like you're in the middle of the crowd.
You're in the middle of the party.
Yeah.
It's like you have, you're holding court.
Yeah.
More than you are, you know, it's big, but it's intimate at the same time. What can I say? There's very few places like that, and Freddie just does a hell of a job at that place.
Agreed. Yeah. Great friends with ours. We love him dearly, and looking forward to seeing you for two shows this summer. 40 years, man. Wow.
I got your first record on Rounder Records, bro.
Well, that's a New England company.
does it feel like 40 years?
I haven't really had time to, you know... But sometimes when I get out of bed in the morning, yes, it does. It feels like 140 years.
George, I mean, when you think about it, right, and think of all the time, all the records that you put out, right, records you can quantify, you can see, you could have them on the shelves. But what about shows? Has anybody ever tracked the number of shows you've done in those 40 years?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody may have. I mean, I'm sure it can be done. I haven't been. I don't do that sort of thing. I usually just talk to the accountant at the end of the year and say, how many dates did I do this year? And I'll say, well, you did 82, or you did 68 the year before, or you did 75. And I just go by a year-by-year basis. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it's piled up to at this point.
Do you approach things any differently from a performance perspective, George, now? I mean, have you gotten smarter about things, or do you think you have? Or do you, I mean, are you enjoying it more, or have you changed anything?
The more hit tunes you have, the smarter you get.
Right. Well, I bet.
It's a lot easier when you say, well, I've got three songs that are in moderate or, you know, moderate rotation on rock radio. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, which is moving on over Band of the Bone and Bourbon, Scotch, and Beer. Mm-hmm. So you write that down first.
Mm-hmm.
It was awfully hard to do, an hour and a half and take a break and do another when you only had one song.
Yeah.
No, Bourbon, Scotch, Real is it. That thing we used to do used to be 40 minutes long.
I know.
You know. So, yeah, that gets easier. So the approach is much different now. Now it's more like, what song can we leave out? And it gets to, you get to about eight or nine songs, you go, you can't leave any of them out.
No, yeah. They all
There are ones that are radio ones, of course. You stick with them. And then there are the other ones that get played occasionally. And then the ones that are the diehard fan songs, like Cocaine Blues or I Get a Haircut. Get a Haircut. They always go over real good.
I'm glad you brought up Get a Haircut, because I remember when I played that album, you know, on the radio with with the turntable, the whole thing when we were working, and I always loved that album. I thought it was great. Loved it.
Well, thank you very much. I thought it was great, too, but I guess Time Magazine or Rolling Stone wouldn't agree.
But George, you know, I don't want you to take this wrong. I have a hard time with that song.
Scotty's got really long hair. Really long hair.
And this is his job.
And you didn't you do something about baseball during one of the strikes, or did somebody do a parody of it that became pretty well known? And have you heard parodies that people have maybe done to your stuff? I'm asking, I don't even know if they have been.
No, I'm not too aware of that. I think they did the Chipmunks did a version of Bad of the Bone about 30 years ago or something. That was on a commercial or something. But no, I haven't really heard anything like that. And if it ever happened, I would have heard about it by now.
Yeah, I would think. George Thurgood on the phone. Let's come to the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom 40th anniversary tour on June 20th and 21st. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, George.
Boy, I tell you, you people are sure in a good mood. I wish the Red Sox would win the World Series more often.
Yeah. Well, we're not doing well right now, man.
I play up there for years and years and years, and it took forever to get the New England audiences up and going, especially in the Boston area.
Oh.
Then I came back after 2004, and everybody's in a great mood. After 2007, people are in a better mood. I go, what happened all of a sudden? I went, they won the World Series.
85 years of pain and agony, George.
For years, I lived up there.
That's right.
It's title town now.
It was like, you know, I'd play, and I go, come on, get with it. You know, and I was like, I never could understand what was going on. Then when they won, I was like, oh, I get it now.
The veil has been lifted. Right. Absolutely. George is a huge baseball guy. Go ahead.
George, like we said, you're celebrating 40 years. Is it still as fun for you today as it was 40 years ago? And are you a big sports guy?
Hey, let me clue you in on something. It was not fun 40 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. A guy did an interview and say, well, don't you miss the old days 30, 40 years ago when you're in the bars and you're doing this, that, and the other? This is at the time when I was, like, you know, touring with Steve Miller and people like that. And I said, well, why don't you go ask, you know, Manny Ramirez or Carl Yastrzemski, don't you miss playing in the minor leagues?
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, it was not a lot of fun back then. It's a lot more fun now.
Who have you always wanted to, you know, trade guitar licks with on stage, but just haven't got the opportunity yet? Anybody?
No, not really. I played the guitar out of necessity when I first started. You know, I just picked the thing up and said, you know, if I'm going to get anywhere with this music thing, I'm going to have to learn to play a musical instrument. Mm-hmm. And the guitar came kind of natural to me, especially slide guitar. But it's not an easy instrument to master. Mm-hmm. When I get on stage, I want to do what Peter Wolf does.
Right.
You know, that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, you're a guitarist. You know, if I could write like Mick Jagger or I could sing like Roger Daltrey, I'd just do that.
Right.
You know?
But I can't. So when I ever go, I never miss an opportunity to see the Jay Giles Band play. So if they're playing, I said, man, I don't want to do. play guitar licks. I want to get on Bandstand and play Gloria with Peter Wolf.
One of my favorites. And you, as you know, a New England like icon, right? The Jay Giles Band.
They're it, man. They're like the Rolling Stones of New England. Man, mm-hmm. Peter Wolf is the boss with the hot sauce, making your knees freeze and liver quiver and your back crack.
That's right. I love that.
Greg almost killed me to get to him one night. You know.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. And you know, man, when you got a guy like that and you get a chance, it's great. Yeah, it's great to know a guy like that. George also.
Well, Wolf is he's rock and roll 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
You know, I mean, he might have to take a break to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes or something, but that's about it. He's rock and roll all the time.
George Thorogood coming to the Casino Bar. Also has the Icon CD out, also a Live at Montreux DVD. Let me just say, just great to talk to you again, as always, George. Look forward to having you back at the People's Room, the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom.
Rock and roll never sleeps. It just passes out.
Great to talk to you, George. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. There you go, everybody. Have a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Monday. Matt Chatham, Eric Fried, and more. And we will see you then. Have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.